so much. Only so much looking away. I cannot fight it, take still smiling. And no more times, no more times. From now
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. Oh, you were just listening to... Well, now it's gone. Anyway, that was nice. Let me just undo this. That's what I want. That's good. Okay, so... And... All right. So it's a beautiful day out there, a little bit muggy, as you probably know if you've been out. Probably have to use the ACs, although, you know, it's been okay the last, it got cool at night and cool in the morning, so we'll definitely take that. I have to make sure I have my microphone up, because last week my colleague Bob said you could hardly hear me, so that's not good. What good is the voice if you can't hear it? All right, so yeah, back here, this is the second week back after a hiatus, trying to figure out how to navigate the equipment with all my CDs, and we seem to have found a workaround, so we'll see how that works. Just starting us off with a little important message about hand washing. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public message, a public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, of course, now you probably have been hearing that they're hopeful to get by September, another shot for the coronavirus. And hopefully, you know, that's going to be good. I've had four already, the initial one and the boosters. So I guess when it comes out, I'll do that too. Unfortunately, I've heard, you know, an awful lot of people, you know, that I know have gotten sick, although it's been milder if they've had the shots. So I think getting the shots is definitely a good idea. And going into the busier fall schedule with school and people getting together and stuff. And of course, the holidays coming up, the Jewish holidays, that is. In fact, if I look, I think September is, let's see, where's my calendar here? So Rosh Hashanah comes at the end of September, and first night of Rosh Hashanah is September 25th. So now we have the month of Elul, which is starting, and that starts on, let's see, the 28th. So the first day of the month is the 28th. So 27th and 28th is Rosh Chodesh Elul. And those of us who do either hear or listen to or blow the shofar, we start getting ready, waking us up for the time for self-examination and repentance, returning. So that's all good. And all right, so I'm going to start us off with some music live in South Africa. And let's see if this is... Okay, why am I not hearing this? Let's see. Oh, because this isn't on. Wait. Okay, so... Okay, well, I thought this would work, and I guess... There we go. Ta-da-la-la, ta-da-da-da, 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 ta-da-da-da. Shomer, Shomer, Israel. Shomer, Shomer, Israel. Shemor, Sheni, Israel. Shemor, Sheni, Israel. Join me. Ta-ra-la-la, 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 ta-ra-la-la. Oh,
שתהיי מאושרת, מי ישים יד ויבנה את ביתך. נשימה מתחתייך, מכעפר לרגלייך יחיה, מי אוהבך עוד מכל אוהבייך, מי מכל רוח רעה יצילך.
שתהי מאושרת, מי ישים יד ויבנה ביתך.
Ah, the beautiful guitar playing of Rebbe Soul, Bruce Berger. And that was from Another World, is the name of that CD. And before that, we heard the Idan Rachel Project, Mima Amakim, from the same-titled Idan Rachel Project. Before that, we opened up with Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, Shomer Israel, from Live in South Africa. All right, you're listening to Radio Live, WMFO, at Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Well, we're getting there. So, the sisters whose tahini is taking America by storm. There's a hashtag, Taste for Sesame Paste. This is an article in Israel 21st Century, which is a website that I love. This is an article from August 23rd by Diana Bletter. And it says, Soom Food started when Jackie Zeidelman's sisters, visiting her in Israel, tasted the best carrot cake ever and found out the secret ingredient. Ha, what could it be? Aha, that first taste of tahini, sweet, buttery, peanut buttery smooth, that Jackie Zeidelman's two sisters, Shelby and Amy, will always remember from their visit to Israel. It was in 2011 when Jackie, an American living in northern Israel, took them to visit her mother-in-law, who served them a carrot cake that seemed to have a secret ingredient. My sisters thought the cake was delicious, and then they asked what was in it. Jackie tells Israel 21st Century, tahini. At the time, Jackie's husband, Omri Horvitz, was importing tahini from Ethiopia. He explained that tahini from Ethiopia was sweet because it was all about the seeds. Jackie said, we never tasted anything like it before. The three sisters, whose parents were successful entrepreneurs, looked at one another and had a collective thought. How come in America we only get tahini in a tin that sits on the bottom shelf in a grocery store? At the time, Americans were starting to embrace hummus, in which tahini is the second ingredient next to chickpeas. The National Football League announced in 2013 that hummus was its official dip. I had no idea. The sisters' privately owned company, Soom, S-O-O-M, Foods, was founded that year and now sells in over 900 stores around the United States and Canada. Their tahini has received rave reviews from chefs across America, and their products from both plain and a version with dark chocolate and sea salt are sold in the Whole Foods chain. I've actually seen that, but I never have tried it. Jackie and Amy Zeidelman were named to Forbes 30, under 30, in 2018. Shelby was already past 30. More than a sauce for falafel. Interest in tahini has taken off meteorically. The sesame paste used to be like Cinderella, working behind the scenes, unacknowledged. That's so funny. They mentioned Cinderella on network TV last night. They had a reunion of a version of Cinderella that was, now I'm going to forget her name, Whitney Houston produced, and it was with a woman named, okay, it'll come to me, Ruby, not Randy Ruby, what is her name? The artist who played Cinderella, and it's a one name, and I'm forgetting it, Odell. Anyway, I watched it last night, it was a lot of fun. Jackie said that few people appreciated Brandy, that's who it was, Brandy. Oh, the mind is still functioning, thank God. Anyway, it was quite wonderful. And Whoopi Goldberg played the Queen. I can't remember all the different folks, but all the actors were great, and the production values were fabulous. Jackie said, getting back to the tahini mystery, that few people appreciated it or really knew of it. Even her husband, who grew up in Israel, thought it was as the sauce you put on falafel and shawarma. So we say that the three of us each bring brains, voice, and heart to our work, Jackie said. Shelby, 37, who has a business degree, is considered the brains. Amy, 33, is the voice, since she studied interpersonal communication. And I'm the heart, since I fell in love with the man who sold tahini. This is cute. Curious about trying to introduce tahini to America, she and Shelby asked Amy to do some market research. What does market research mean? Amy asked then. Her sister said with a laugh, it's very funny because now she's the CEO of our company. And back then she didn't even know what it was. What Amy learned was that there was virtually no high quality tahini available in America. I'm trying to remember back. I think my friend's husband, Dove Bear, had actually marketed a tahini in the Boston area probably about some 20 years ago. He actually also sold free-range kosher chickens, but it got to be too much for him. You only found a few brands in the ethnic aisles of supermarkets or in small Middle Eastern grocery stores, Jackie said. The sisters figured out how much it would cost to produce, to package, to ship it to America, and how much we could sell it for. Soon is born. They started in 2012. And it goes into a lot more detail. But I think the interesting thing is that it becomes an ingredient. I've seen it in chocolate cake. Where else do they get back to that? White bean burgers, lemon beet tahini wraps. And it's been praised in the Wall Street Journal and O, the Oprah magazine, as well as Bon Appetit. They took a basic Israeli product and Americanized it. So it's very interesting. They've got clients all over. Anyway, this is an article, as I said, from Israel 21st Century. You can find out all kinds of interesting things that are going on in Israel. And there's another one which I'm not going to share with you now, but it's hashtag clean fuel, why green hydrogen is the renewable energy game changer. It's an article by David Rubin. So that's something else you could check out if you wanted to. And let's see, we're going to go now to Andy Stanton Quartet. Okay, I see we're having a problem. This deck is skipping. We're going to forget that deck. So we'll go to something else. Let's see. We'll go to...
Tomorrow, so some people call us on the car. Thank you. במצוות שבת כל יחלי צחקו קרא אליו
יא בא 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 בא
יחיש לים צח נשמת כל חי וגם נרי צח אכול בשמחה כי כבר הצח
במשנה
Debes saber